Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hey guys, welcome back to What We Don't Post. Little disclaimer before we get into it. This podcast contains filter-free chats, honest advice, and topics we would quite frankly never discuss anywhere else. She's like, well, you're not so angry at Lily.
Gone too far. I may need to be hospitalised if I don't go to the bathroom.
To be fair, I did say it was what she did was stupid, which I stand by.
If I discuss it too much, it does kind of bother me.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm so happy I'm here. I'm so happy. I can't explain it. Like, it sounds like almost a little bit ungrateful because I've been traveling to like such nice places in the last few weeks, but it was too much. I slept in a different bed. I think it was 7 nights in a row, a different bed every single night.
Oh my God.
And it's just too much. Like, even for someone that's not bloody pregnant, it's a lot. Like,
yeah, I know. We're discussing doing a trip in November, and I'm talking to like this PR girl, and she's like asking me if we would like be happy to like move hotels and then like go to a different island. And I'm like, no, I'm past that point in my life where I'm like, I want to do like loads of moving around. When you go on holiday, I'm like, I just want to be in one place and relax.
It's true. And also, because if it's a PR and it's a collaboration, like, you have certain deliverables, and that does change the amount of relaxing you can do, because you're conscious of like, you have to get all the deliverables done, and then moving and having deliverables, it is too much. And people probably don't understand that, but it is.
I know. People would think you're so ungrateful because you're getting a, you know, free trip. But I find when I do hotel collaborations, I just feel stressed during the trip. Yeah. So I'm like, I might as well just pay for this holiday because I'm not relaxing.
Charlie said that to me recently because we're going to London next week for his birthday, and I've arranged a few collaborations while we're there, but on the last night I haven't arranged anything. He's like, let's just pay for the like, he's in like, oh, yeah, I can't even be him saying this out loud. Obviously we do pay for things, but like, he's like, just don't bother trying to arrange something because it's overwhelming. You don't relax, like,
it becomes like, all about that and getting the good photos and making sure you're doing a good job, because obviously if you're collaborating with somewhere, you want to do what they ask and make sure they're happy with it. So I totally understand that. Where are you staying when you go?
So London next week, I'm staying Key West Hotel, one of the nights, you know. So we're actually moving twice anyway, because, well, I'm staying with, this is my life right now. I'm staying with Clara on, I think, the Wednesday, whatever it is, and then Key West, and then Sunborn Hotels. It's like a yacht or something, which sounds quite cool. It's just already we're moving each day, like, and then we'll have to move the fourth day. So I think maybe by the fourth day, like, doing a collaboration is just going to be too much, like, and you feel that all this pressure. Like, I just stayed actually in the most, honestly, one of the most beautiful hotels I've ever been in Cheltenham. It's called, I think, the Greenway. It was so nice. I mean, like, it was just so nice. I think it was just such a breath of fresh air from traveling for such a long time, and like, it was just gorgeous. It really was. I literally cannot recommend
more. Did you just find it randomly, or was it recommended?
No, it was just basically a PR girl that I work with. It was like a list of her hotels on her account, and I was like, I'm in Cheltenham, like, I'd love to collaborate with them. And I've just done that collaboration, but I'm still actually yet to post, so it's like weighing on my head. I need to post, like, it's one of those things. But luckily some hotels are actually quite, or some PR companies are quite understanding when you ask, can you post afterwards? Like, I love when you can post after your stay, because then you can take all your content and then just like edit it and stuff afterwards and actually enjoy the stay.
My mum actually said to me yesterday, she's like, you need to start taking your photos on live, because then you don't have to take thousands of photos, because it does like 10 for you each time.
Oh, do you do maybe that? I'll start. No, I don't, but I know lots of people that do live, but I just Never
so
do.
I was like, I hate having so many, because you know what I'm like, freak.
Yeah.
Wanting everything to be neat. So when I get my phone back from Cameron, there's like millions of pictures. Obviously, I'm grateful, but I'm like, oh, stressful because I have to go through them all. So actually, maybe live is better.
Yeah, I should start doing that. Let's see what my number is now. I mean, it's been a while since I've deleted a single thing. It's shocking, isn't it? Like, I think now at the moment I do delete maybe like thousands here and there, but we're still nearly at 140,000. So
phone's
so slow. Like it keeps freezing and I'm like, oh, I should really do something about this.
I know. Cameron's like, you should always get the new iPhone because you do so much work on your phone. It's like, you should always get the new one, but I'm just, yeah. I just get so used to my phone, I'm like, I can't bother to switch it.
Everyone always says that, like, how do you not have the latest phone? Because your job is to create content. But sometimes, actually, I find, like, certain old iPhones are actually better with certain things than the newer ones. I don't know, I prefer them sometimes. Like, sometimes
I remember you used to love my old phone.
Yeah, was that the 7? Was for some reason, why do I feel like,
can I use your 7?
Oh my God, the 7, yeah. I still love that 7. I actually thought of buying a 7 recently because it's really, like with the flash, I swear it's really nice. I don't know what it is. There's something about it. I love it. Maybe not with like daytime photos.
You could have two phones. I was with our friend Lily. Oh, you do have two phones.
Yeah, they're so annoying. Like it's only because the only reason I have two phones because one of them's insured and the newer one isn't insured and I use one for photos and one for... It's so stupid. I need to get rid of one of them. Anyway, what was Lily saying?
No, I was with her on Sunday and she has two phones. I'm like, that just must be annoying. Because she's like, oh, this phone's for WhatsApp. This phone's got data. This phone's for Instagram. I'm like, no, I just like it all in one place.
No, I agree with that, to be fair. Yeah, I do. Yeah. Like, it's a pain in the arse having a second... I literally use it for photos. It's so stupid.
I'm dying to know. Sorry, I'm just reading the notes. I'm dying to know Girl at the Ship.
Oh my God, yeah. So, no, this is a positive story. I was at the ship.
Positive.
Yeah. I was at the, did you think I was going to say something like really weird, like crazy girl? No, this is actually a really nice girl. I was at the ship, was it last week or whenever it was? I don't know. And one of our podcast fans came up to us. I know, it was so cute. And she was like, I listen to it, blah, blah, I hope everything's going well. And it was just that's really
so
sweet. Because like, obviously we get messages, but like, and no one's really actually come up to me face to face.
Actually having people come over.
Yeah. And I didn't actually ask her name, but hi, whoever you were.
Hello. That's so cute. Well, I had a PR girl actually, because I was speaking to her and she used to manage the hotel, the one we went on in our honeymoon, the one we had the bad experience with. And she was like, oh yeah, someone from work told me because they listened to your podcast. I was like, God, people must like hear little snippets and then be like, shit, did you hear this? Or like something.
It's
great.
I had this fear. So I was with Charlie's family last weekend and I was like, because I think someone said to me, they were like, oh, it's nice to see you in face to face something and not like on social media. And in my head, I was like, oh my God, the podcast. I was like, oh my God, everything I say in the podcast. I was like, in my head, I was like, because like we're so open. Like we talked about porn last week. We talk about our sex lives. Like, and I'm like, I don't want his family listening to that. Or even obviously my own family. But you're like, oh, Jesus Christ. But
I know. I'm so happy that my dad doesn't know how to work podcasts. Thank God.
I'm so, my dad stopped listening now. Well, I don't think so. And even Charlie actually has kind of stopped listening as well.
Yeah, Cameron stopped listening. I'm like, great. Yeah. Because he always tries to put it on while we're in the car. And I'm like, I don't like listening to my voice back. Please don't. And he's like, okay. Liv, actually, I saw Liv on the weekend. We went to Wimbledon together. And she was like, oh my God, someone told me about the end of your wedding night. And she's like, well, you're not so angry at Lily. And I was like, oh, they must have heard it on the podcast. And I was like, no, obviously I wasn't angry at her. I was like, it was funny. And I was like, God, I hope it doesn't come across. Like, it's just funny when people hear things.
Yeah, so I find that when I meet like even like family and stuff now, or even like friends or whoever, and like they know what's going on in my life, even though I haven't actually told them what's going on in my life. And I'm like, it's not, I don't know. I'm just like, that's mad, isn't it?
It is.
So I saw this. So I still haven't bought the book. What's the name of the book again? Will you remind me?
I'm not Seven even Husbands of Evelyn Hugo. I haven't read any since the last time we spoke, so I'm not much better. But okay, I saw my favourite housewife, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. My favourite housewife on that, Kyle, was she put up a story yesterday being like obsessed with this book. And I was like, oh, she reads it. I've got to read it.
Yeah, it seems like everyone is reading it. So I, for some reason, thought we were reading the Crawdads one, you know, where the Crawdads, I thought it was Crawdaddy's Sing, yeah. And I saw there's like, I think a movie or something coming out, or like a series. I was like, I'm just going to watch that. But that's not what I'm reading.
There's a movie about the book.
Yeah, I think it's a movie or a series. And the girl that's starring in it is, did you ever watch Normal People, the Irish girl?
No, I tried to watch it and I really didn't like it.
Oh, you didn't like it? Oh.
No.
I wonder if that's like a common thing with I wonder if English people didn't like it in Irish.
No, I think it was really popular. Everyone was speaking about it. I think it was during lockdown it came out, didn't it? And I tried watching it, and I don't know if I was just like not feeling that. I can't remember what it was about. But yeah, I thought it was quite slow, I think.
I was about to say, you thought it was a bit slow and slightly strange. Yeah. But you do, I don't know, I got hooked. I have tried since then.
I think I'm the abnormal one not liking it. I think everyone was like obsessed. So is it the same girl?
It's the same girl. Yeah, I can't remember her name, but I think she's Irish. Or maybe now I think she might not be Irish, but she did a really good Irish accent. Can't remember her name for the life of me. But I think they did another series. Oh, I wish I knew what it was called. And I tried to watch maybe the follow-on series from Normal People, and I didn't get into it at all. Yeah. But a lot of people are watching... Oh, it's Conversations with Friends. A lot of people are watching that right now, and they really recommend it.
A lot of people
are
reading that as well. A lot of people were recommending Conversation with Friends by Sally Rooney.
You have such good memory. Like, I can't even remember the book I'm meant to be reading. Honestly.
You must buy it. Honestly, okay, guys, we're going to set a little... If Nicola hasn't bought it by this time next week, she has to... I don't know what you... Actually, I'm going to get people to send in what you should have to do.
That's actually a good idea. No, but now I'm actually fully going to buy it. There's no way I want that happening. Oh, but still, you should do it anyway to see what people send in. That's actually going to be
fun.
Yeah,
exactly.
We could read them out and be like, I'm not doing it. But I actually should do it while I'm home at the moment, because my parents are going... I'm basically on my own the first time ever. Well, like, not ever, but like in the first time in a long time in Ireland. Yeah. In a while. And also in Ireland, like in my family home. So I'm like... I was originally nervous. I don't know why, because I love being alone. But maybe just because I haven't been alone in this house in a while. And I know it's a bigger house.
I know what you mean. Mm. I used to literally love being on my own. I was thinking about this the other day. I lived on my own for like 18 months. And I loved it. And now I'm like, the other night after Wimbledon, actually, Liv was having Tristan. Oh no, they live together now. Liv and Tristan were having dinner, and I went back to the flat, and I was like, oh my god, I'm all alone. What do I do? And it was really weird, because I was like, I used to love being alone. So
I do get that. I guess when you lose that the longer you don't have it. I don't know. Although I think if I was in my flat in London, I'd be so fine with being alone. I don't know. There's something about it at night time.
I know, it was weird.
Yeah.
I know. Like, and I was just a bit, it was kind of that weird timing of like the day's done, but it's still quite early into the evening.
So I was like, and the light.
It was quite light. And I was like, I can't just go home and go to bed. So I'm like, what do I kind of do? But anyway, I ordered delivery and watched my series. So I was absolutely fine. But how long is it going to be until you see Charlie now?
I think it's 10 days in total. Maybe it's 9, something like that. Yeah. A little bit over a week.
Does that stress you out?
No, I think we've always been that way though. Like, we've always been couples that, like, I don't know, we spend like time apart, like maybe a couple of weeks max. I think when it gets to like 2 weeks, we've had this because I do Christmas for a lot, like I'm away from him for a lot longer over Christmas. We start to bicker when it's like, when it hits that
while.
2 week. Yeah, definitely. I mean, I really miss him. I'm actually really obsessed with him right now. I think, I don't know, we're like really obsessed with each other. I don't know if it's because of like pregnancy. Like, we're just like, I love him. Like, I adore him. Obviously, I've always loved him. But you know that, I don't know, there's something going on right now where I'm like, we did like a big goodbye in the airport. We were leaving each other and like, we were like slagging ourselves. Yeah, it was so weird though. Like, it's just, it's cute. But I don't know, it's just so not, what don't know, me, or I don't know. It was nice. But I've gotten used to it now. Like, I'm so content.
I used to be really good at that, but I was potentially spending this week apart from Cameron because I was going to be in London, but I ended up not. And I was like, oh my God, I was like a whole week apart. I was like, what is wrong with me? Like, I used to like be so fine with that.
But I get it. I do get that you do. You get like so used to that one person being there all the time. Like, you're just like,
exactly.
It's like they are you. Like, you're like become like almost like one person in a sense. You make every decision together and I
actually said that to him last night. I was like, it's so weird that I just picked you to like hang out with for the rest of my life. Like,
yeah.
Just randomly decided to spend forever together. It's so random.
It's not, but it's lovely. Like, it actually is such a, like, it is quite weird, though, that, like, out of every person in the world, like, I don't know, like, that.
I know, out of everyone in the world, you.
Yeah.
So what, oh, no, I was going to say, what have you bought Charlie for his birthday, but I guess you can't say.
This year, he's being really annoying because he, like, doesn't want me to spend money. So he's not normally, he sends me links normally. So I just pick from the link or pick my favorite and, like, I've just got nothing.
Ugh.
So I think I'm going to do something, like, quite, like, because I haven't done this in a while, like romantic, like, and
that's
really
cute.
Thoughtful.
You're very good at that sort of thing. You're very good.
Yeah, I enjoy it. Thank you. I do enjoy it, but I haven't done it for him in, like, a really long time. And, like, when we first started going out, like, I remember there's this one thing I did for him. Like, I don't know if I've said this in the podcast before. I might have. I printed loads of pictures off the two of us, and I wrote, like, nice notes on all of them on the back, and then, like, put them in a jar. And, like, he says he still looks them sometimes when he's, like,
That's
sad, so cute. Or, like, yeah. So I'm gonna do something, like, thoughtful and romantic, and maybe buy him something, but it won't be something
extravagant. No, but those presents that you, like. Cameron made me a scrapbook at Christmas time, and it was honestly one of the best presents I've ever got, because I was like, it's so cute and so thoughtful, and I literally loved it. Although he was doing it on Christmas Eve, and I was like, he was like trapped in a room for hours, and I was like, what is he doing? I was like, he must be building me a piece of furniture, and he's really struggling because it took forever. But no, it was so cute when I got it. I liked it.
Oh, I mean, yeah, I'd say mend. Well, I've left things last minute before as well. We all do. We've all been there.
I forgot my brother's birthday. I forgot my brother's birthday last week.
No.
So bad. I know.
Oh, the poor little thing.
I know. My stepmom texted me and was like, polite reminder, Edwin's birthday. Like, kiss, kiss. And it was like 9 p.m. I was like, oh, no.
Oh,
I was like, I know. I text Lucy. I was like, did you remember? And she's like, yeah. And I was like, you should have reminded me.
Yeah. I mean, of all people to forget, I wouldn't have thought you would, out of the two of you. Like,
for some reason, his birthday just doesn't stick in my mind. I don't know why, but yeah, I was like, God, what am I going to buy him? I need to make it up in presents.
You should use, do you use your iPhone diary? Like, do you use the calendar?
No, I don't. I really need to start doing that. Because I write everything.
I love it.
Stupid notes.
Oh, that's such a bad... I mean, I do use notes as well, but, like, diaries are great. Like, you should see my diary today. So I use my alarm and my diary. My diary today has water plants. Like, just, like, silly things, like workouts.
Little
things, yeah. Yeah, like...
That's a good idea. What, so you actually put it in the iPhone calendar? Like, little...
I put it in the iPhone calendar,
things.
Yeah. Create hotel highlight, because our collaboration I did. Like, just, yeah, like, loads of book appointments.
Yeah, no,
so
I need to write everything down, otherwise I literally forget what I'm doing for the day. So I write down the most... random things, like you said, like water plants, like something like that. Like,
yeah.
I literally just put Hoover up something, so like, so I don't forget, otherwise I will forget. So I'll start putting it in my calendar, not my notes, because it's better.
It's so true. I mean, yeah, we're the same. You need, I love reminders. I'm like, oh, I love checking them off and, like, deleting them when they're done.
Oh my god,
like,
me too. I'm
my favorite thing. So last week I stayed in Fleming's Hotel in Mayfair, which is actually a really nice hotel. I don't know if you know it.
No.
Really, really nice. Yeah, it's lovely. I mean, it's not cheap, but I mean, would Mayfair be cheap?
Yeah, exactly.
But it was like one of the, like, hot evenings in London, and we randomly walked down. We were like, I was like, I'm starving, and we were originally just going to go get Nando's. We were like, let's just see what's in the area, and we went down this, like, cute little cobble street, and it was like. Honestly, I felt like I was in Italy or, like, France or somewhere. It's like a random different country.
I think I've been there.
Have you?
I think I've been
so
there.
Yeah.
Nice. It's got all the little restaurants.
Yeah, little restaurants.
Yeah.
And pubs. Yeah. And there was such a buzz in the area, and it was so nice. And we went to a restaurant called Da Corrida or something. It's obviously it's an Italian restaurant. Or Da Corridi or something. Yeah, and it was like really affordable too. And you think in the heart of Mayfair, like, it would be really expensive, but it was just like really just like quaint and just, I don't know,
not
so nice
then.
Not at all. Like, we got spaghetti bolognese.
So
it was just lovely. It was
yum.
Such a little nice date. Yeah, it was so nice. So highly recommend, guys, if you're ever in Mayfair.
Da Corrida. I'm gonna write that down. Yeah,
do go.
I want to go back to that area, because I remember I went there like years and years ago, but I just stumbled upon it, and I knew I'd never kind of like remember where it was, so that's good that you went.
Yeah,
because
I marked it in my maps. That's another thing, if you don't mark things in your maps, you should do that. Yeah, I love marking things in my maps. I even marked,
so, like, you put that down.
Yeah, marked it there because I'm gonna idea. I think it's just such a, it's a nice recommendation. It was actually, it's like a hidden gem. I was like walking back from the rest of Charlie, I was like, I kind of don't even want to recommend this, I like it so much. And he's like, Nicola,
yeah, keep
like,
it to yourself.
Stop being so stupid.
No, I know what you mean. You're like, I don't want it suddenly to everyone to go there and it becomes something, but
yeah,
no, I'm gonna check it out for sure.
It's really nice. Yeah, Decorati, yeah.
I wonder if they do vegan things. Italian's always hard for vegan unless you just get like a plainish pasta or something.
I'd say they would have some nice vegan options. No, like when would. I think of pastas, I think of, you could definitely do vegan options. Although yeah. Pesto isn't vegan, is it?
No, it's got parmesan in.
So annoying. Yeah, that is annoying.
I know, because I love pesto.
So they may not have a vegan option in the restaurant. But definitely see, it was just so nice anyway for a cute little date.
Cute. We've booked a date night for this Friday, so I'm actually excited to like go to a new restaurant, get a bit dressed up, because I haven't done that in ages.
I love that. Where are you guys going?
We're just going to this place in Belgium. It's like a fine dining like restaurant, and the menu looks really good, and we've been saying for so long that we need to go there, so I was like, right, I've booked it, we have to actually go, otherwise we're not gonna ever go. So it'll be nice I like trying out new places. Cameron's very like creature of habit, like loves to go to the same places, like he knows they're good, and I'm like, no, I like trying new things out.
Yeah, no, I get that as well. I'm a mix of both, I think.
Yeah,
because you like your, because yeah, you're similar in the sense of like you love your Wagamamas, you order it all well when you're in the UK, but yeah, and I love trying new restaurants, I love it.
New places for holidays as well.
Yeah,
going to the same place.
Yeah, I never go back to the same place, to be fair. I always like trying new things. Where did you say you were going? Were you potentially going?
Going to St. Lucia in November.
St. Lucia, nice. Just with Cameron?
Just with Cameron, yeah. Just for like, he's basically got a week off because of the World Cup. So we were like, but then I was looking at the weather and I was like, oh God, is it actually rainy season? So I don't know. But I know. But I think when it rains there, it's like a 2-minute shower and then it stops. So
I think you should be fine.
Yeah, I know. No, there'd be nothing worse than like, I remember seeing, I think it was speaking of Molly May, she's got a book out and I'm so tempted to buy it. But I just know that if I read that, Cameron will be like, you're actually like, so embarrassing and I can't. So I'm like, I could read it in secret. I actually think I'd read that really quickly.
I love your obsession with Molly May. Like, it's so funny that when we spoke about it before, when she was going through the whatever shit she was going through, and it like came across badly, I think because it was publicized on different media platforms, and it came across like we were bitching about her, but like Tiff's like her biggest fan.
I know. To be fair, I did say it was, what she did was stupid, which I stand by, but I don't know if I like her, if I'm just a bit fascinated by her because she's done so well. Do you know what I mean? Like some of the things she says in her vlogs, I'm like, oh God, as if you just said that kind of thing.
But
I'm quite fascinated by her, but Cameron just doesn't understand it. So if I was to buy that book, I think I'm just like, but it's number one bestseller in Sunday Times or something.
Jesus, it is mental how well she's done. Like people are obsessed with her. Like, and I feel the same way you do. Like, I mean, fair play to her that she's done well, but like, yeah, some of the things I'm surprised that she doesn't get more criticised over what some of the things she says. Like, so yeah, I mean, okay, so maybe you're not her biggest fan, sorry about that too. But you know, you're intrigued by her, which I mean,
I'm intrigued.
Love or hate her, she's doing like she does well from either one.
Exactly.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So you spent half a day in a shopping centre. Which one?
What's that one in Wandsworth? I think it was Wandsworth. I can't remember
called.
Southside. I know. It was a horrible time for me. So basically, I've been travelling for days. And when you're pregnant, things don't work the way they used to. I've already said this before. But then throw travelling into the mix and it's just an absolute disaster. So the only place I felt comfortable, because I didn't have my own home for days. And also, I don't really like going to the bathroom when I'm like with Charlie in a small hotel room. And like, he'll leave. But like, I still like, if I'm given a time pressure, like I just, I just can't. Anyway, so I basically, this is outrageous. I went to the shopping centre and I was at the verge of like, I've gone too far. I may need to be hospitalised if I don't go to the bathroom. So I went to the bathroom and like was there for honestly probably about 45 minutes. Like, and literally just like.
In and out or just like, just.
No, on the toilet. Sitting on the bath, the toilet.
No.
Yeah, like my stomach was really upset and like just, it's just, you also need to get yourself comfortable. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Just like, oh God.
There is nothing worse. There's nothing worse.
And
also when you need to go and like there's nowhere to go. Me and Cameron went on a walk a couple of weeks ago and suddenly out of nowhere I need to go to the loo, like really bad. And I was like, oh my God, I need to. And he was like, should we continue the walk a bit longer over here? And I was like, let's just get back now. Like, let's just go back. Honestly, we're walking back and I was like, oh my God, I don't know what to do. And then suddenly I had to run into this pub.
There is nothing worse. And when it's not your own toilet as well, it's just like, there is nothing worse. I was speaking to my friend about this the other day and she was saying that, because I was saying like how I need to feel comfortable when I want to go and blah, blah, blah. And she was saying that she never went in school, like ever went in school. And like, I definitely think I went to school. Yeah. Like she only would go in her own home.
I can't remember.
Either can I. But like, if you can go in a pub and stuff now, surely you would have been able to go to school.
No, exactly. No, I know. I'm not one of those people that is, my mum knows someone who can't go to a public restroom, so she can never go too far from home because she physically can't go to a public restroom.
Oh my God.
I know.
That would be an issue. Yeah, no, I couldn't. Yeah. I mean, there are certain places like, I can't. I don't know why. It just depends. If I get anxiety, I can't go. It depends where I am, but I can go outside of the home.
Yeah. But, I know there's some like, and some public loos are so gross or like just really like left in such a bad state. But to be honest, I'm actually like, if I need to go, I've got to go. So I'll just go wherever.
Yeah.
Like wherever I can find a loo. I always get scared though of going into like a pub or a restaurant and then being like, no, you can't use the loo because like you haven't eaten there. So I'm always, and Cameron's like, just go in and don't say anything. Just go straight to the loo. And I'm like, oh God, I always go in and I'm like, can I use your loo? Like, is that right?
I used to ask and now I actually, well, sometimes I ask and now I just beeline for the toilet if I need to go. I'm just like, no, make eye contact with anyone. Just walk straight through.
But I say, imagine someone saying no, like, no.
But they could. Like, I swear that's happened to me before. I swear that has.
Yeah, that's happened to me in Paris at the, train station. Oh my God, I wasn't actually, I was actually really sick, like throwing up. It was with you when we were going back from that Shein trip.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, I need to go to the loo. And you had to put coins in to go through the like barrier. And I didn't have any coins. And she was like, no. And I was like, please, I'm going to be sick. And she was like, no. I was like, oh my God.
I can't remember that. But that coin situation, that struck, because we don't use money. Well, like I never use money anymore. So like, it's so rare I'd have coins in my pocket.
I never have
like
cash on me ever.
Yeah.
I literally go out without my wallet. It's just Apple Pay.
Same. Literally. Oh my God. Remember that happened to us though. Me and Lucy did that in France. And you were like, how do you travel without your card? Like, sorry.
Yeah, I wouldn't go on holiday without a card. Jesus. I'd go like for dinner, but not like on abroad.
I know. Charlie always gives out to me about that. He's like, Nicola, like for God's sake. And I'm like, yeah, but like it's grand.
Aren't they getting rid of notes or something? I saw someone put a story up being like, using this note before I can no longer use it or something.
I actually do think there's certain notes. I think there are certain notes they are getting rid of, because Charlie got a birthday present recently off Cash and he was told that they would be out of date by a certain time or something.
Oh wow.
Yeah, so I think they are.
It's probably in like 10 years, I imagine everything will be like completely cashless.
Yeah, but in saying that, like how are like elderly people going to manage that? I feel like they're going to really struggle. I don't know though. Maybe it would be handy for them to have all their money on a card. But then like, I just feel like they're so vulnerable and people would rob them.
They would
and
get
like,
really
I
confused.
Don't know. Yeah. Poor things.
That's true actually. Maybe it will stay. It's nice to keep that sort of like history as well.
Yeah, although they're filthy. That's why I don't like money. It's so
dirty. Yeah, they are.
You asked me here if I'm having a baby shower.
Yes.
I actually thought about this the other day and I'd like one, but I just don't know how. Like, I don't know
I'll
how I'm going to do it. No, I thank you and I appreciate that, but like how, because I don't have a home. Do you know what I mean?
Like, as in, but we could do it in a restaurant.
Yeah, actually, sorry, obviously, yeah. I don't know why I thought I needed a home.
No, I know. A lot of people do it in their homes, because my friend Becky, she's having her baby shower at her house in like 2 weeks time. And originally I was like, why didn't you do it in a restaurant? Because she was like, I don't want to do the traditional baby shower where we play like stupid baby games and like all of this. She was like, I just want to do like a nice celebration with my friends, but not make it like really over the top. And I was like, well, why don't you just do a lunch? But she was like, I feel bad asking people to pay. And I was like, I don't think people would care.
No, but I think it's one of those things. Yeah, people would.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, I'd like to go to a restaurant. Yeah, I think that'd be nice.
Yeah, I think that'd be really cute. Yeah, we should put a date in. I think you do it like
a month before. Well,
you can do whatever you want. But yeah, I think like a month before. So we could get like, we could go to like a nice restaurant, have a nice lunch. It should be cute.
Yeah. Oh, exciting. So I am having a baby shower.
Yay.
We're not doing the popping of the balloons though. You know, no, well, we're not doing gender reveal, but gender reveal isn't very me. What's the diaper thing?
Sorry, I thought you meant talking about games at baby showers where people put like stuff in diapers and you have to guess what it is or something.
No, I mean, it's not. I mean, we know from my hen, those sort of things aren't really my cup of tea. Like,
no.
The so games,
doing,
no.
Wait, so you're not, okay, you're not doing a gender reveal, but are you finding out the gender?
Well, we haven't yet, so. Ooh. I don't think so. I don't know. I don't know. And also that whole NHS not being able to tell you 100%. Like, I don't want them to tell me, like, it's a girl and then it's a boy or the other way around. You know, that kind of, I'd rather, exactly. If I pay for it, if we decide to pay for it. We may do towards the end. Maybe like, oh, we just need to know. But yeah. Then people say it's a nice surprise. I really don't know.
Because you've heard Charlie's, like, desperate to know, isn't he?
Yeah. Yeah. He was. He's kind of gotten over it a little bit now. He was really desperate to know. But, yeah. I mean, maybe. I don't know. I mean, it's done now. You can't change it.
Exactly. Like,
there's no going back. So, yeah.
I mean, and if you have the baby shower, then everyone will just buy you, like, neutral presents.
Yeah, exactly. Which I prefer. The thing is, that's actually the risk. If you say it's a boy or a girl, they'll rock up with pinks and blues. And I like neutral. Like, all neutral stuff. So, it's actually ideal. Mm.
Yeah. No, exactly. It's good. Oh, how exciting. I can't wait. I'll help plan it.
Yay.
What's a balance cleanser?
Oh, no. So I really need my New Balance cleans. So I know this sounds really silly, but they're so expensive. They were, you know, those 550, you know, the New Balance 550. Everyone was wearing them at one stage. Everyone bought them last year. They're literally, so you buy, if you bought them like from the website, which they were always sold out, they're literally like £100. But if you bought them like online on one of those, you know, those resale websites, they're like £600. And I normally throw my runners in the wash, but they have suede in them and I just don't want to throw them in the wash. Like, they're so expensive.
I always throw my shoes in the wash. But yeah, I imagine you can't do that with suede. And what, are they really dirty?
Yeah, they've just, it's been so much travelling. Yeah, they're dirty. And I really want to, they're not like ruined, but I just really want to get them like professionally cleaned, essentially.
Yeah.
Because I think I should, because they're so expensive.
Oh, get them professionally cleaned. Oh, I wonder if you can do that.
You can, so I actually did find a few websites and I didn't actually write them down, but I kind of wanted to ask our listeners / I'll ask Instagram for recommendations, because I don't know, I don't want to send my expensive runners off to someone I don't know.
I know anyone who's got a good suede shoe cleaner, send it in, because there might be like a really good home product you can just put on it.
Suede scares me. Suede's a pain in the arse as well.
I know, honestly. I hate anything that's like hand wash or dry clean. I'm like, oh God.
So annoying. I gave my mum a blazer since I got home and she was like, we have to bring this to dry cleaners. I was like, how annoying. I was like, just throw it in the wash, it'll be fine.
Exactly. I sent my wedding dress off now to be cleaned.
Did you? I still haven't.
Yeah. to London Laundry Club, and I sent it off like 2 weeks ago and they were like, we're still working on getting the dirt out the bottom. I was like, oh,
really?
Jesus. I know. I was like, I should have taken a before photo. And they're like, don't worry, we took one. And I was like, okay, great.
I might see
the before and afters. It'll be interesting.
Yeah. I might get in touch with them though.
Yeah, you should.
Let me know how you get on. Let me know how the dress is afterwards. And then
I know, I think I'm getting it back next week. So I'll let you know what it's like. Although, but I think it will be good, because if they're taking this long, it's obviously they're getting stuff out of it.
Yeah, exactly. And like, they're taking their time and taking care with take care of it. But I imagine mine has been a year now, so I'd say the dirt is in there.
Is a part
it's in
of
there
it
for good. Yeah, literally.
How much loo roll do you use? Yeah, I so we bought new loo roll like last week, and I realized that we'd gone through two just between me and Cameron in the space of 3 days. And I was like, and that's not because we're going to the loo all the time, it's because I'm so bad, but when I go for a wee, I literally like tear off like masses of it. And then I'm like, what am I doing? Do you do the same?
I do the same. I go through one a day myself, basically.
No, Charlie, you don't.
I swear. Like, as in, like, it has happened. Not every day, but, like, it can happen. Like, I swear, Charlie, like, I even being home in Ireland, I've been home a day. No, well, how many days? I don't know. Well, anyway, the first day I was home, I was like, shit, I need a new loo roll. And I said, Mom and Dad, we need to buy some toilet roll. And I'm like, what's wrong with you? And like, my dad uses that bathroom as well, but like, not really. Like, he'd use the downstairs bathroom. Like, so it is mainly me. Like, it is. And yeah, I same. Use so much loo roll. But also, I guess I have an excuse. I'm pregnant, but I was like this before. I'm not going to lie.
I think I've always been like this. I had a flashback to my mum saying to me when I was like 12, like, can you stop using so much loo roll? When you go to the loo, because you're going through like hundreds. I don't know what it is. I think I get like happy, like I start like, I don't know, it's just, like, so easy to pull it off, so you're just like, oh yeah. But I mean, I wonder, like, it's like, how many little squares do you use per wee?
Sometimes it's a bit outrageous. Like, sometimes I swear it'd be about 10. Like, some honestly, sometimes I'm like, this is ridiculous. Like, I wrap it around my hand three
Same.
Times kind of
I
thing.
Wrap
like,
it yeah. round. Yes.
Yeah, it's so bad. I don't know if that's very good for the environment.
It's not. Oh, shit. I need to work on this. I know.
You don't want it to touch me and I don't know.
Yeah. No, I'm the same. I'm the same. So it's gross. Bad. But I'm sure there's some people who literally use like one square and they're very... So that's what I need to work on, because I was like, God, going through it too quickly. Okay, so we are going to debrief on the question we asked you last week. Do you watch porn with your partner? I think that's what we asked, right?
I think...
Or do you watch porn?
Oh, I asked... Wait... Oh, did I ask it on the What We Don't Post one? Is that what it was? Yeah, sorry, but I was trying to remember that. I was like, I swear I wrote that question. Oh, yeah, basically the question was, like, do you watch porn? Do you watch porn with your partner? Do you tell your partner if you watch porn? Do you think it affects your relationship? I think that was the majority of the question. I wrote a load of questions in one, basically. So what do people say?
So one person said, we both do, but we don't discuss it every time. I feel we're pretty comfortable with it. So I'm guessing they watch it separately.
But they both know that they watch it, yeah? But they don't tell each other every time. Okay. Yeah, I get that.
I think that's like, they seem sound pretty like...
Chilled with it,
Yeah. Someone else said yes. And we both laughed uncontrollably.
Would you watch it? Yeah, I mean, I can imagine that happening. I can imagine that happening for so many couples. But I haven't actually experienced that, which is quite nice, I think, which was like more fun. Like, if you get me?
Oh, I God. Know. I remember listening to someone saying that they laugh a lot during sex. I was like, I don't do that.
I heard that. I've heard someone say that recently as well. And I don't know. Yeah, I don't. I haven't anyway, personally.
No.
Another one was, I'd think something was missing in our relationship if he watched it alone, but maybe he does. I think most men anyway, especially, do. So I don't think it's... I don't think it's a reflection on what's missing in your relationship. But I don't know. It depends. Like, yeah, no. If you're not having any sort of sex and like they're just watching porn, then...
It's all like circumstantial.
Yeah, exactly. It is all sort of circumstantial. But don't be too shocked if you find out they do.
Yeah, exactly. And don't... Yeah, I imagine some girls get really angry if they find out.
Well, I used to years ago. It's because I was insecure and I used to hate it. But now it does... Like, if I overthink it, if I discuss it too much, it does kind of bother me. Because you then start thinking, oh, well, I can't... To be honest, it's only most recently when we discussed it that it kind of bothered me. Only because I don't feel nice in myself right now. So I was like... Ugh.
Yeah,
kind of thing. No, you know that kind of way, and I was just like, "Oh, like
if you're not feeling good about yourself, then you hear that they're like watching someone else. Then I can, I would feel the exact same. I actually went on Cameron's iPad months ago. I think it was last year, and I was like, went onto Google, and there was a porn thing there, and he came back, and I was like, "Oh, well, so you were watching porn?" And he's like, "No," and he's like, "I was not watching porn," and he would have just been honest because I was like, "I really don't care. I just want to know." And he was like, "No," so I was like, "Okay,
yeah." Charlie, I think, would be the same.
Like one of his friends, or it's one of, you know, when they get those like random like
pop-ups
like,
they happen all the time. But also exactly. they happen when you're trying to download a movie, you know, if you're trying to get a
which
movie
which
Annie
watches
free.
A lot of movies. I bet some girls are gonna be listening to something like, Tiff's so naive, but no, honestly, he watches a lot of movies, so no. But so I was like, okay, but he we never speak about it, so I wouldn't even know if he does or not.
Fair, but like, you don't need to speak about it. Like, no. As in, like, you just would hope if you asked that they would be truthful. Like, and exactly. I feel like when I ask, Charlie, he is truthful. He will say when. But it's also important not to get obsessed and be like, every week, so when did you do it this week? Did you do it this week? Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. Like, just like be aware that they do and maybe you do too. And it's just, it's a natural way of life.
Exactly.
In a sense. Although, on that topic though, because I thought I brought this up last week. When I say it, sorry, I'm going to take that back. Because yes, it is, I feel, in my opinion, it is a natural way of life. But I do think it can affect people and it can affect relationships. And men can, and I'm sure women, become obsessed with it and have
association with it.
Yeah, but they think of sex in a certain way because of porn, and that's actually not the reality. You know what I mean? Like they have certain expectations, whereas that's not actually what happens.
They think that's what their sex is going to be like.
Yeah, and it's like not like, you know, that way. Men get.
I know what you mean. I think men especially probably have this sort of like idea of what it's going to be like. It's probably very different, but I guess it depends what you're watching. But yeah, some things back in the day when I used to watch it with like my friends as like a joke when I was actually like 16, there was some really like intense stuff on there.
Yeah, there still is. Like sometimes if you stumble across something, you're like, this makes me feel really uncomfortable. I don't know.
Yeah.
And then sometimes like if I've ever watched it in the past, like I start reading into like the poor girl or something, or like, or the gross man. I don't know. I just start like overthinking. I'm like, I've lost anything that I felt. it's all gone.
I'm now concerned about the girl.
Yeah. I start overthinking it in my head. Oh God. Let's get into the first dilemma. Do you want to read it or will I?
Yes. No, I'll read it. Hi girls, love the podcast so much. I'll try and keep this brief. My boyfriend of 8 years, we're 26, is a professional athlete hoping to go to the Paris Olympics. That's so impressive.
Yeah.
However, recently, due to cuts made to the sport, he's had a massive pay cut. He said he'll get a job around training, but he trains twice a day. I don't think it's actually feasible. I earn enough to support us, pay the bills, etc., and have a little bit left over. However, our lifestyle would need to change, e.g. no holidays and cutting back on new clothes, eating out. I'm floating between being happy to support him until Paris Olympics and being worried that I'm going to resent the lifestyle change. Any advice would be appreciated. That is hard.
Yeah, I wonder why he's had a massive pay cut.
I know. I wonder what the sport is as well.
Maybe she didn't want to give too much detail.
Yeah. What would I do? I guess you just have to, like, you've been with him for 8 years. You have to support him. You would hope if it was the other way around and this was like your dream that he would support you. It's kind of like being with each other through the highs and the lows.
Maybe you should give it a time limit though, and essentially because like,
I mean, it says I'm happy to support him until the Paris Olympics, so I guess there is a time limit.
But I wonder when the Paris Olympics are.
Yeah, when is that? Should we Google it?
Yeah, let's Google it.
Paris Olympics 2024.
What? Jesus. 2022.
Oh, that's a long time.
That is a long time. Like, that's very good of you to support him. Can he? So he cannot do anything else to get. He said he'll get a job around training.
He said he's going to get a job around training. He trains twice a day. I mean, if I know anything from like being a Cameron, there's no way he'd be able to do another job as well.
Yeah. Like, and then, like, maybe some stuff online? No. Could he do anything online? Probably not either.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That is so hard.
God, I feel like...
That's,
feel
like 2 years of being, like, 2 years I'm not going to be able to, like, live my life, essentially. We're just going to have to sort of, like, survive.
Yeah, like, and what if they break up? Like, not to be negative, but like
is he definitely he's hoping to go to the Paris Olympics? What happens if he doesn't? I know that's not his fault, but then I'd be like,
oh God, okay, I'm trying my best. Can his family not support him? Like, can someone else not support him?
Could he take out a loan?
Yeah, like, can he not try sort the situation himself? But like why should it be all on her? Like, she can support in some ways, but I just don't think all the pressure should be fully on her. Like, I think he should try find ways to offload that pressure, whether it's with family or, I don't know, something online to make money some way. I don't know what that could possibly be. Oh my God, yeah, exactly. I was thinking something around the his sport, like he could do something. Yeah, which, like, you actually can do OnlyFans for. You can do it for anything.
Can you?
Yeah, you can do it for like makeup, you can do it for fitness. Yeah, it's not just like sex stuff. That. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, people make like loads of money.
Do they? I thought it was all sex related.
But I mean, that's not what we're suggesting right now.
Yeah, that's a good idea though. Like doing like a, if he's training kids, like doing some like kid camps or something. I don't know. I see a lot of those where we live in London and they seem to earn. Like they seem really busy, so that could be something. But
yeah,
I agree with you. It shouldn't be all on her because that's just a lot of pressure, and you probably will end up resenting him as it's such a long time. If it was 3-4 months, totally fine. But 2 years is a long time.
It's a long time. Yeah, he needs to think of ways to like figure it out.
And I don't think
himself.
Yeah, I don't think he'd feel comfortable letting you do that. Like it's very emasculating.
Yeah, exactly. Like I know. Yeah, I don't think Charlie would like feel comfortable with me doing that. But maybe this guy does feel comfortable because if that's the way she's feeling right now, like to be in the position to support him. I think he needs to do something. He has to. I think the kids thing actually sounds like a really great option, like training camps.
Yeah, especially
like,
with summer here now.
Yeah, like training camps. And also like, if you think about it, like when those kids, or even when we go to class, it's like 10, 15, 20 quid a class. Like
exactly.
You can make a decent amount of money through that.
There's so many things you could do. Like, no, I was just thinking, like, I just sold something on eBay last night. I mean, I know that's not like a big money earner, but like just little random things that will help bring in a little bit of cash. Because say she did support him, but then he could like take her out for a nice dinner every week or something like that to be like, I'm so grateful.
Just so true.
Just and to like, keep her happy.
Something just popped into my head there. I was like, he could be an Uber driver if he has a car. Maybe. I don't know.
No, honestly, like, any, like, any little, there's so many different things out there that you can always do. So, yeah, I agree. He should look into that.
He should offer at least anyway, if she feels comfortable enough now to support them. But that's shit that she has to, like, she's enough to support them, but then it just means that their lifestyle is going to be shit.
Yeah, like having to be really careful. Yeah.
No, that's really he needs to do something. He needs maybe she finds it uncomfortable to actually broach this with him. So maybe she just can sit down and be like, I've been thinking about it, and like obviously like I love you to pieces and I want to support you in any way possible, but I don't want this to affect our relationship. So I'm trying to think of maybe there might be ways for you to get financial support elsewhere, or like. Yeah, financial income.
Yeah, do some extra work to pick up. Yeah. No, definitely. I think she should definitely say it, because otherwise it's going to build up in your head. And like every time, you know, you're having to pay another bill or something, you're going to be like, oh, for God's sake. And then you're going to end up exploding. So definitely.
100%. It could end up ruining your relationship. So you don't want that. Yeah.
No.
Okay, next dilemma. Hey girls, I need help. So I decided to break up with my boyfriend, who I was with for 4 years. I'm 25 and there was no progression and such lack of effort. We had our final words Tuesday morning as he turned nasty, so I blocked him. Lucky escape, as saw his true colours. However, 2 hours later, I had a message from my first love. We haven't spoken in over 4 years. He sent an apology for the way he treated me and hoped I was doing well. Bit of a backstory. He and I got together when I was 16, bought a house together at 19, but broke up a year later as he was speaking to other girls. I replied saying I was confused for the message. We ended up chatting on the phone for over an hour and caught up on life. I know my life would be very different now if I had stayed. He was everything I wanted in a relationship apart from the cheating. I mean, the cheating is a big thing.
Yeah, huge. But then sorry. I guess he was 20. No excuse.
Turns out he moved to Canada over 2 years ago to move on from me. Question is, why did he message me that day? He wouldn't have known anything about the breakup. Is it fate? Why are we getting on so well? P.S. He now has a fiance. I mean, Jesus Christ. She goes, my head is baffled. Love you, girls. Sophie. Thank you, Sophie. I mean, there's a lot to take
that
in
sounds
there.
Like a movie.
Yeah.
Like, I think it is fate, though, that he messaged her on the day she got the day they broken up. Like that's weird. That's like too much of a coincidence. But then he's got a fiance, it's messy, he lives in another country, he cheated on you. There's a lot of like no's here.
Yeah, there's a lot of no's. Like I don't know, like you broke up because he was cheating. He's now messaging you whilst having proposed to someone else and is planning a marriage. Yeah, like imagine.
Oh, no. Yeah, exactly. That I didn't even clock that. Yeah, he's messaging you while he's he's proposed to someone else.
Yeah, like, and like they're definitely planning their wedding together. Like,
Yeah.
That, I'm sorry. I just.
He's effectively cheating on his fiance right now with you.
Yeah. Like, imagine Cameron or Charlie was messaged some ex-girlfriend whilst they just proposed or after they proposed. Yeah. Like, it's just mental. You're also like, that particular situation would baffle me because when you propose to them, it's such a big deal. And that commitment and that even time period from proposing to getting married is just like, you're just so much shit going on between the two of you that like, how the hell are you thinking about other women or men? Like,
exactly. No, that's just such bad news. And they spoke on the phone for over an hour. Like, I would be so upset if I found that out.
Like, is he saying he's not happy with his fiance? Like, what's going on? Like, is he even, like, when he told you he had a fiance, what was your reaction? Like, I need to know. Like, how did this go? Like,
we need more info.
Right now, I would say run a mile from this guy because it just sounds like, a dodgy character. But
send us some more info, please. Like, is he unhappy in his relationship? Is that why he's got back in touch with you? We want to know that. But from what we've heard now, I would say stay away from
100%
him.
100% stay
And
away.
Also just like, you just broke up with someone who you were with for 4 years. You need time on your own to like, deal with that breakup, like grieve it a bit, not just rush into something else so quickly. Like 2 hours later, you've got a message from your ex. Like, you need some time.
Yeah, it is a weird coincidence, but don't hang on to that coincidence because, you do need some time and he does not sound like a good person by the sounds of it.
Exactly.
And as always, guys, you can message us or voice note us on whatwedontpostpodcast@gmail.com or you can DM us at whatwedontpostpodcast.
And if you're loving the podcast, make sure you're subscribed and give us a 5-star review while you're at it. Thank you very much.
Yes, please. Thank you. We love you. Bye.
Love you. See you next week.
Bye.